Agud Kibem Shiar in the first year of Machis in Kippur, start the day to turn away. Go straight from Kippur to Sukkot, Zizim Makdimin. I would like to ask a special favor today. The subject matter we're going to speak about lends itself to much speculation and suggestions and guesswork, and therefore I would like to ask you that both for the benefit of those people listening through the telephone and for those who are here, so that we should finish the Shia, to restrict the questions during the Shia to matters of clarification. All matters that may be categorized as speculation should be left to the end of the Shia. I'm happy to stay here for another hour after the Shia if anyone wants to ask questions. Now, there is a famous question. Since the mitzvah of Sukkot is, as it says in the Torah in Parshas Emor, the man yedid eretzichem kibar Sukkot ishalti es kmei Yisroel beretzihei from Eretz Mitzrayim, to commemorate Tzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people when we were sojourning in the wilderness. Why is Sukkot not celebrated at the time of Tzias Mitzrayim b'chodesh Aviv? And the answer is, hi ha-mesenet. This is the traditional answer of the Torah, found in entry number 1 on the photocopied sheet. Yafal pishi yotzolim b'mitzrayim b'chodesh Nisan le'tzivolu la'asiz Sukkot b'yitzi hazman. The issue who you may have kai. The derech kol adam la'asiz sukkah l'tzeil. V'lo yoyisim ikeres ha'siyoteinu behem shehim b'mitzvah saboyu yisparach. V'lochim tzivah yikonu shenata b'chidish ha'shmi shu zmanak shomim v'derech kol adam lo tzeis m'sukkah l'tzoi v'lei shev b'veisoi. V'anachnu yoyisim min abayit v'lei shev b'sukkah v'ze yeroy el ha'koel shemitzvah ha'melech hi oleinu la'atzoiso. If we were to sit in Sukkot in the spring, then it would be natural. People sit in the conservatory. It wouldn't be conspicuous that this is to make a zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. By sitting in the Sukkah now, when everyone is folding in their somehow lounges or houses and coming back into the house, so it becomes a conspicuous zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to perforce move the season of the festival in order that it should serve as a robust commemoration of the event which we seek to celebrate, to commemorate. That's well known. The Vilna Gaon, in his Perush on Shir HaShirim, offers another explanation according to which the Kvius of Chag HaTzukas at this time of the year is B'dafka. In other words, it's not because of seasonal problems, it's supposed to be after Yom Kippur Dafka, and there is a relationship between Sukkot and Yom Kippur, and in this specific order. What is that? Well, according to Rabbi Eliezer, or according to other Gisoris Rabbi Akiva, the Sukkot are Zeichel and Ani HaKovod, in contradistinction to the other opinion where they are Zeichel, the Sukkot mamash, to the booths that the Jewish people dwelt in. So the Gra says like this, and it's number 2, the Fi Shekesha Osu Yesoigal Nistalku HaAnonim V'ozli Chozu Achi Yeschidu Lassus HaMishkar. Moshe Yorad Bir Makipurim of Mochas Yem Makipurim by Yakov Moshe with Tiva Melechas and Mishkan was there. You viewed Allah Tishrei. Uksiv Omer Vio in the Dova Babaka Babaka Shne Yomim, I give Gimel the Tishrei. We did Allah the Tishrei not look for Hamlei, the Moshe Hazor, the Minion of Mishkal, or the Tazavor, the Skilu Lassa, it was Kozu and Ani covered the Lachan and Mason Sukkot because of the Tishrei. So the girl tells us, and this is a verbatim, that the reason that we make Sukkot after Yom Kippur is because that is when the Anani HaKovod were restored. So we're sticking to the reason that is provided in the Gemara for Sukkot, Zeichel Anani HaKovod. But even the Anani HaKovod, although the Anani HaKovod were given to the Jewish people as soon as they came out from Egypt, but there was an event that caused that the Anani HaKovod should be confiscated. The Anani HaKovod were confiscated as a direct result of the Chet Ha'egel. And however, once Moshe Rabbeinu had secured HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message, Solachti Kidvarecho, so the Anani HaKovod were then restored. So the Leila, they could start preparing for the Mishkan, and that's when the Hashroas HaShchina returned together with the Anani HaKovod. So therefore, it is the most appropriate time, not only after Yom Kippur, but Tesvav B'Tishrei, according to the Diuk here, is the time for the mitzvah of Sukkot. There is a, I wouldn't call it a journal because it's a back book called Yeshurun. Comes out every so often. And in one that came out a couple of years ago, I saw that they published from the manuscript of Rabbi Reuven Zelig Bengis, Zechatadik Livrocha, from his marginal glosses on the Gemara and Psachim. Something very interesting. As you'll see in entry number 3, Tosfos in Psachim asks a question. Although Sukkah is a mitzvah cessation as man gromah, and the Gemara and Sukkah daf chav ches on the base, for those of you who are learning daf yomi and you learned it recently, women are potter from Sukkah, or Ezroch, whatever, Talachol Mishin Yisinai, women are potter from Sukkah. Nevertheless, Tosfos asks, we have a klal, Noshim chayoves b'mikro, Megillah the Gemara says, to be sure, and Levi says, and Megillah daf dalav and daf why, mit meishav hein hoi b'yis hanek, and the Gemara and Shabbos, daf chav gimol am dalav, Noshim chayoves b'nei chanike. Why? And the Gemara in Sochim Daf Kuches from the base by Abba Koisna says Noshim Chayavis by Abba Koisna. Why? So Sukkos, why is Sukkos different than Abba Koisna? Abba Koisna is what? Zecholitis Mitzrayim. Sukkos is also Zecholitis Mitzrayim. No, so it's Tishrei. So why should the women not be chayav in Tzadav Hein Hoi Beisana? That's the question that Tosfos asks in number 3, and you can see there what he answers. Reuven Zelig Bengis says, and look at the words that I've made in a larger font, so that we don't need to do the whole thing and you don't need to search. Kiren shehanoshim lechotu bechet ha'igel lachein lenitztavu al asukum mishum haitam mishafin hoyer beisanet. He says that according to the Gemara Goyim, we can understand why. If we're saying that Sukkah is not merely zeichel anani akobi, but it's a zecher to the Anani HaKovah that were restored after the Chet HaEgel. In other words, it commemorates the fact that Teshuvah is effective and will then elicit those blessings that were confiscated as a result of the Teshuvah will be restored. So therefore, it's all related to the Egel Azov and to the Teshuvah Egel Azov and the Kaporah Egel Azov. Women who were not involved in the Egel Azov suggest the Reuven Zelig Bengis, therefore they not shy at all mitzvah sukkah, because they're not, they, for that, if it were to just have been for the women, the Anani HaKovah wouldn't have been confiscated in the first place. Now we know that women are, were not involved in the Chet HaEgel, this we know from several sources, but just a couple of them, if you look in number 5, Tavim Yenis and Menazir on the Pasuk and Pashas Kisisa, the Sarivu Nashai Lamitin Tashitehim Legavrehim. The women refused to give their ornaments to their husbands. I mean, Yad Periku Kolamo Yad Koche the David Yud Nehoin by Siul Aaron. Immediately they pulled off their own jewelry and gave them on their own ears, gave them to Aaron. Nizmi Azola Sheba Oz Nehem, not Oz Neh Shehem, but Oz Nehem. And similarly, in the other Madrashim, which have been cited in number 6, I'm not going to go through them because this is a really side point, a side issue, and you can perceive them as you wish from number 6. Okay, so we have here a Chiddush, an innovative reason for the Kviyas of the Yom Tov of Sukkah straight after the Kippur and Pesach of the Kish. It's all neat. Until I was struck by a thunderbolt. Kushya Sumolakhoya. If you look in number 7, I have relayed for you the Psukim in Nehemiah chapter 9. Now the Pasuk Yudbeis, which you have here, Amadon and Nchisom, this Pasuk comes in Nehemiah just after the Pasuk that Sufeya Mishlacht of Infernus Kimayevan B'mayim Hazim, which we say every day. Now we're talking about the Jewish people who come back from the exile in Babylonia. And they were speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they spoke about his kindness, his benevolence, the way he dealt with them over the years. And in Pasuk Yud Ches, you see in bold, they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Af ki osu lahem eigal maseicha, vayoymru ze elokecha, o elohecha, asher helcha memitzroim, vayasu ne'otsois gedoilois. Nonetheless,
Yatomer
Now again, everyone may be wanting to rush forward with all sorts of tirutzim and chilukim and chilukim chilukim. Please, I'm only presenting an issue here, and tell me from the yashkamay. Pshutoy shel mikra, as you see it, with national blip, bashkofa rishoyna, bashkofa shiitz. Yes, it says here that the Rami HaKovid were not in any way disturbed, affected by the Chet Raita. And this is precisely the point that the Jewish people were saying. That means, notwithstanding the Chet HaEgel, the Amad HaOnon continued to service the Jewish people exactly the way it had done so before. What disturbed me more than the question itself was the fact that I couldn't find anyone who asked the question. The Rumah Gaon is not an obscure piece, it's well known, and I'm not the first person to have studied Sefer Nechemia. And how come that the Rumah Gaon himself doesn't address it, or at least if he doesn't, then others of his Talmidim and so on. However, Nocho Dati, because Baruch Hashem, in this generation where we witnessed a proliferation of new publications from Kisri Yad, so we were zeicha to have published Droshes Maram Choviv, that the author of Tapis Tmorim on Masech Tesukah, Tesech Tim and Kipurim on Masech Tiyuma, and so on, in the Tiyuan Rosh Hashanah, published in Yerushalayim, in Tovshin, and Teh, that now 7 years. And we actually find that the idea of the Vilna Gaon was anticipated already by Maram ben Choviv. So actually, it was not the Chiddush of the Vilna Gaon, this whole lot. It comes from early. And he brings the whole thing in the name of yet an earlier sefer called Livna Sasapir, which I haven't found. If anyone has the sefer Livna Sasapir at home and can find it, I'd be most grateful and indebted to them. But the Livna Sasapir quotes exactly what it says basically in the draw. However, he concludes in the final words of his drush here, cited in number 8. So we see that Baruch Shekhavanti, so this is not a new question, it was already asked even before the Rumah Gaon, because it was asked on the Sefer Livna Sasapir, but the Maharami Bichorov quotes it. Nevertheless, quotes it, Mishnah is also named Chayim. So the question really we have to ask now, is there anything that we can do about this question? Now, Shariat Yudzim Lo Yinahu, the question is of course to find the most reasonable. When I first presented this to colleagues in the rabbinate, the first response that they gave me, various people, was how do you know that the Amud Onom referred to in the Pasuk in Kenya, Amud He'onom, is the same thing as the Anani HaKodom? Maybe they are two different things. The Amud Onom is one thing and the Anani HaKodom is another thing. And the Anani HaKodom are more all encompassing than the Amud Onom. The Amud Onom is a pillar of fire, like it says in Parshas Peshach, which you have here on number 10, Hashem Hoyles with Neil Yemon Ba'amud Onon and Choysa Materes, Laila Ba'amudesh Lohilahem and Lechus Yemon Ba'alah. But that taka didn't go away, and that's what the Prophet Nehemiah is speaking about. But the Groh is speaking about the Anani HaKodesh, which were from all sides and had all sorts of magical, supernatural properties which the Amud Onon didn't have. And the Mela, this is therefore two separate things. It's a possibility, but there are a number of things that seem to go against it. First of all, in Midrashim, all the Midrashim that I found seem to equate Anani HaKovid with Amud HaOnom. To look at a small list in number 12, you will see Pasuk in Shir HaShir, in Pasuk in Medrash in Shir HaShir Rabbah, and Pasuk in Yechezkel, where the Medrash says he keep on Anani Kovoid, Homa Da'at Onam. This is the meaning of the Pasuk Lo Yomish Amud HaOnam. The Medrash hereby equates the Yamani Akovid with Yabu Da'oman. And so we have another Midrashim. Eila Anani Kovid Shem Akifa Meisim Babid Ba, Meishamema, the Yom Shamadonim. Similarly, in Yalkut Shemoni, Rabbi Akiva Yom Mimashi, Tafti Yitzim Banani Yakovid, Ho Madat Oma, Vashem Redis of Neon Yomom, the Yom Shamadonim. And the most and closest to home in relation to the mitzvah of Sukkah itself, the Levush, the Mordechai Yaffe in the Levush, and there are times found here on the photocopied sheets, and I apologize for those listening on the telephone, they don't have these sheets, number 13. Ma'aru anesh nikra b'shem Sukkah v'heim anani kovay she'kifon b'hem b'midbol v'angato isem shere b'shemesh. Although this year Solomon and Simon the Chodesh Nissan, the take it into your son, see, Hashem heard of the name, Yoimon Ba'amud, or non, the Kol Mokum Leitz, he won't allow to supervise his man, because of the reasons that he gives. But you see again, if even in this context, he's Anani HaKovid, or written in the Pasuk Amud Onu. So therefore, based on these Midrashim, it's difficult to sustain the distinction between Anani Kovid and Amud Onon, and if so, Hadra Kasha with Duchta. What are we going to do about this? Now, of course, it is not, we have seen Sapim and Kovid and Gro, one could say that there are Midrashas Chalukas, you know, when push comes to shove. We see that there is clearly a tradition, otherwise there's Midrashas Chalukah, so the girl will go according to this drasha. I was wondering if perhaps the Mechilta could be seen as a Medrash that is Chalukah on the others. What does it say in the Mechilta, number 14? Let's have a look at it. Hashem ha'ilich levneyam yoimon ba'amud onon melameid sheshiva anani kovid hoyu in Yisrael. Yoimam Bamadonon Hariyachod. Anon Choymid Aleihem Harishnaim. Ramadonon Apelech Lutneim Yoimam Harisholish. Over Harich Onon, I've given you the point where it's found, Hari Arba. Over Heoloi Saonon Harichomish. Vim Loi Ya'aleh Onon Harishesh. Vianan Hashem Alamishka Yoimam Harishivo. Arbo Ome Arba Ruchos. Yechod Mumailo Vechod Mumato. ואחד שמקדים לפניהם מסכים להם את הדרכים מגדיע להם את השופר ומשפו להם את הגבויה וריס להם דרך סרט ומישר זה מעבור סימד השתנחו את פיזוטה and the other מדרוש now it's not a hechlech it could be that this medrash is saying that the Amud Onon which it says in Parashat Bishalach includes all these Onon That's a little bit the mashmaris at the beginning of the opening phrase of the Medrash. Melamed Sheshua Anani Kovid Hoyun Yisrael. What Melamed? Mechayev the Pasuk Vashem Levit Mitzneim Yoimam Ba'amadonim. That's the Pasuk he's speaking about. On the other hand, when the Medrash wishes to prove that there are Anani Kovid, he quotes different psukim scattered through the different Hamishah Chumshi Torah. Each one is a source for the other honor. And it's clear that the full complement of Ananim that provided full protection and service that the Anani HaKovid provided. So perhaps, and I'm saying this only with Derech Efshe, L'Choyim HaInyan, that we could say that this Medrash serves as a source to the Shita, that the Amud Onon, as it refers to in Parshas, and that the Torah speaks about in Parshas, B'Shalach, is an Amud Onon. Onon, one Amud, Hari Echot, and the Anani HaKovid in the plural are the other ones. And therefore, the Pasuk Nechemi would be speaking only about the one Amud which was Hoylech with Nehem, and the Kabbalah that we have, B'Shem Hagra, the Koidimov, will be referring to the other Anonim as alluded to in the other Psukim which the Medrash cites here. As you appreciate, this is not a teretz which is easy to swallow, because normally we would try to justify, to synthesize, to reconcile between the midrashim. And especially here, where all the other midrashim seem to suggest otherwise, and the Michilta is not clear, the loika midrashim, so it's a shtuk b'deichik, but one has to be prepared to enter into a period of the chukah even to be miyashi. Now, is there a mocker? Do we have an explicit medrash that goes the other way? An explicit medrash. So there is a Targum Yonason, I think it's Targum Yonason, on Shir HaShirim, capital base, Pasuk Yizayim. Where it says as follows, well, with the Eros Yomayo, you have it here in, I think I put it in, yes, in number 15. Only after a short while after Matan Torah, Avodah ben Yisroel, Yafedu, the Davo, the Jewish people, made the golden calf in Kaloko, Anani, Mekorog, in the Talarim, Alavei. So it's black and white. The Anani, Hakovai, that were hovering over them, were removed. Is Taloko and Ani Yekorog in the Talog in Alavehim, Vishtoaru Mutar Simon, and they remained vulnerable, exposed. Oh, Shkur, that was the word I was looking for. Ovo Hashem Lohivoda Yatim Yalma, then I put his word going to destroy them. Ilule the Idka Kodomai, Kiyam, the Kayim, the Mimi, the Romans, the Yatim, were it not for the fact that it was mentioned before, Moshe Lehman was misfouled. So, this is a medrash mufurish like the Quran. Therefore, we'll talk about medrash and chalukas. We don't need to be going to pilsus the chalukas. It's clear. Targum is Targum on Shir HaShirim, whatever the mechaber of the Targum on Shir HaShirim was. But the truth is that I'm by no means convinced that this is a source, because Adrab. From the Targum itself, it's mashma that the removal of the Anani HaKovid happened only for an extremely short while. Let us not forget, according to the Groh, the Anani HaKovid were confiscated after the Chet HaEgel, and when were they restored? After Yom Kippur. So there were a few months exposed and vulnerable to the climate and to the enemies. Yes? But from this Targum, the Mashmora sees that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, the Anani HaKovod were restored. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel when? He was still on the mountain. That's when he said, Reichal Moshe, Tzchol Avodach Lavonu Tzchol Yaakov, wasn't Mochosim HaKippur. From the Medrash, it's Mashma that when the Bris Oveis was mentioned, Tzachodesh Baruch Hu, that is when he restored these blessings. When does it say? It says, "Vayinochem Hashem al Roa Shadibel Atzis La'amoy." Vayinochem Hashem al Roa Shadibel Atzis La'amoy. So that could include even the removal of the Anani HaKovit. Whereas according to the Rule of Goyim, the Anani HaKovit didn't come back till they started making the Mishkan, which left them several months without the protection of the Anani HaKovit. And that is why I feel, and that's why I left this till afterwards, the Targum of Shir HaShirim, because, and the Psukim and Nehemiah, if you look there, it says, I think I quoted it in full before, Veruchacho HaTeva in Pasuk Chof, Nasato LaHatkilam, Uman choli menatum mipiem, umayim nosato lehem nitzmo. Now, when did all this happen? After Yom Kippur. It happened straight after the Chet HaEgel, when Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel. So, therefore, since we're grouping all of these things together, it's mashma, they weren't lacking man, they weren't lacking mayim, so therefore we could say that now as well, even before Yom Kippur. So, therefore, whilst we've tried a couple of entries here, whether through the Targum or through the Medrash and the Chulta, the question still remains open. Now you might ask, so what's the point of coming here to give a shiur just to ask questions? No? And if I would say this after on Sukkot, Now I'm saying it in advance of Sukkot, so everyone's got the next 10 days till the end of Sukkot to work on a better answer or a proper answer. I'd rather have anyone who will notify me, obviously Sharia thinks in the room, but let's look for an answer which is solid. This is the issue, so at least there's a proper hatsol of the question here. We still have a few moments, and I wanted to just add a couple of afterthoughts that came to me. Number one, I was wondering whether the Pasuk in Nechemiah is not even preceded by a Pasuk in the Torah in Parash Shlach Lecha. Number 17, so in my note I put in number 16, basically what I told you just now. And in number 17 we have, V'yema Moshe al Hashem v'shomu Mitzrayim ki ha'alisa v'cheicha chasom azem ikim. V'homer al Yeshrei v'horat ha'zois shomu ki ha'at Hashem v'kor v'amadzeh sh'ayim v'ayim nilu ha'at Hashem v'anom v'choyim ed aleihem. So what the Rashi there on the Zeru of Omer of Yeshiv Aratz Hazeh is coming out of Yeshiv Aratz Hazeh. What will it say? Ma'ash Omer B'Seif Ha'inyin. The built Yecholos Hashem. B'shvur Sheshomu Kiyato Hashem Shoichin B'Kirbom V'ayin B'ayin Ato Hashem Nira Lohem V'hakoyu B'derech Chibo V'lo Yikiru B'cho Shenitko Ahavos Chomehem Ad Heino. Right? So what the way Rashi is learning Pshuta Shomikra B'Pshatim, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet of the Meraglim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he wants to wipe out all of the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu says there's going to be a tremendous Chilul Hashem. Until now they've not seen in any way that your kindness should fade even when the Jewish people have sinned. Ad Heino lo yikiru b'chol shenot k'avos k'mehem. If you are now going to do this, then this is going to be the first time when it's going to be washing our dirty linen in front of the nations. So he's up Moshe Rabbeinu. And what is, which chasodim does the Pasuk mention? Which chasodim does he mention? He mentions specifically, amongst other things, the Amudon. Now again, the Teichek, one could say, and perhaps one, that according to the Gra and the Muchovit, the Pshat is, there was a short while, only for a few months. But the Mashmoah is, the Chayyad, the attack had been left vulnerable without an Aniyah Kovit for a few months, then how can we say, Loimit Ka'avos Chomeyan? So this is it. Now I mentioned the Teich HaDevarim, that Reuven Galbengi says that according to the Gra, we can answer the Kasha of Tosfos according to this, why Moshe Mopotah from Sukkah. Lemaisa, of course, women are potter from Sukkah, whatever the reason is. But I just wanted to throw in something which I came across this year, and I wasn't being oisik in this thing. We know that there are certain mitzvahs of Tisha Zman Gromah the women have accepted to do. People are late. Not all women, but I'll perform some women. Usually, Shofar and Lulav are mentioned. But not Sukkah. Sukkah, we're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah, but I've never seen a Loshen in any of the Kadmonim or Mepharshei Shulchan Aruch, even the Malachim. The Sukkah is one of the mitzvahs that Noshim have been metabolic upon themselves. They mainly were owned b'chol yom, they're not metabolic upon themselves. Many women don't eat with husbands, but if not, otherwise they don't. And I found in the Kira Eger, in Shulis, in Mavir Kamen, in Hashmotis, number 19, Nikol Mokin is speaking about mitzvahs of Shishas Mangoma, Roiv Neshe Bidan, Machmir Nasman, was a hero, was a rezois. The Kayim Reiv Mitzvah Sasesha as Man Groma, Kegoin, Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav. So he adds in Sukkah. Unless you're prepared to say it's a plate of Sakumas, which I would be reluctant to do so with Kira Eger, one has here a Chiddush Gadol. means that Rekiva Eger's wife, and presumably other women, Moshe Tzipronius of his generation, would not fit, and so on, would sit in the sukkah. I don't remember what it says in the novel, and so on.
This is
yes, correct, yeah. So it would be an interesting thing to look at. Of course, we find the Balav Hochid. Okay, we have to stop.
Other way around.
Yeah. Related problem.